I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
You're my boy, Boo!
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Thank God it's...
All right. Thank God it's Friday. Last hour of the week. John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan is out driving. Appreciate that very much. Cassie had an emergency, and we've got Andy Pate, who's normally here anyways, but he's decided to stay around for a while because we got on some topics of things of very much of interest to Andy, I believe.
Yeah, I would
enjoyed
say
it.
So.
And Dave Keita also. And you guys, by the way, good chemistry. You guys have done a great job today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for hanging around. And the weather still looks a little frightful outside, so there was a flood warning up in the Boulder County area not that long ago. So, man, if you're out tonight, just be careful. Stay safe. And this is kind of a drive radio segment real quick, but I say this all the time. If you do not know how deep the water is, do not drive through it. Plain and simple. A really good rule of thumb with a vehicle. If you don't know how deep it is, don't drive through. We have vehicles today, unibody construction for the most part, unless you're driving a truck, they're frame on. But typically speaking, a unibody construction, even in little SUVs and even midsize SUVs. And think about a unibody. So a unibody is essentially a big tub with doors and a cradle in front to handle the engine and suspension and a cradle in the back to handle the rear suspension. But what does a tub do?
Fills with water.
No. What does a tub do? Let me rephrase.
Float. It'll float.
Yeah, there you go. It's a big, and the way the cars are now sealed up with all the windows and everything are rolled up, it's pretty airtight for the most part. That thing will float. Yeah. So if you get into some really deep water, and especially running water, rushing water, and you're in a vehicle that, say, let's say it's got, 7 inches of ground clearance, and you run through some water where it's a foot deep and it's rushing fast enough, you're liable to not stay in one spot, even in a foot of water. Now, people think, well, John, it's only a foot. Well, when it's rushing along at, 10 miles an hour or so, it changes everything.
But, John, if I'm going along with the rushing water, the gas savings will be incredible.
Yeah, there you go. As long as it's going the direction that you're headed.
I'm just saying. The mileage. Yeah, I got 250 miles a gallon. Well, I wound up in a bad state.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at any rate, just a little public service announcement aside. I probably should mention this tomorrow on Drive Radio as well. But, please do not drive through any water that you cannot tell how deep it is. If you don't know how deep the water is, just don't drive through it. I've had situations where, even personally myself, I've gotten out and walked through the water to determine how deep it was before actually driving through it. Or, you can watch other cars that are dumb enough to drive through it and see. And if they do, and you can look and see, oh, okay, it's 6 inches or so, and it's not running along, very fast. On the same token, I've seen people drive into water where all of a sudden it's not a foot deep, it's like 3 feet deep.
Right, and then you're stuck.
Well, because then the other thing that happens in that, which most people don't realize, is most vehicles, not all, most, because some off-road vehicles are not this way, but most vehicles, the intake for the air coming into the engine is typically down low. So you start running through water, and what's the first thing you do is you push the bumper through the water, guys. What happens to the water? Where does it go?
It surges up on the top.
Up over the top, right? Which means it gets sucked right into the intake, and before you know it, the engine is hydrolocked because it sucked a bunch of water in, and now you're dead in the water, literally, and will not start and run.
When I was in high school, I had a friend that had a Volkswagen thing, and that thing would turn into a boat.
Yep.
It was pretty cool. Yep.
Let me ask you another question on this, sure, John. What about tires? Because I've noticed so many people in Colorado have cheap old tires. They're way worn. Are those going to when they hit the water, are they going to be more of a problem? Is it, I mean, if you don't have the good tires, or does it just not matter?
When it gets that deep, it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter when it's that deep.
No.
What about the shallow stuff?
The shallow stuff, yeah, tires, you know, tires matter immensely. Dan and I talk about this a lot, even on the Daily Show, not counting what I do on Saturdays. But, yeah, tires make a huge, huge difference. And the rule of thumb on a tire, and this is opposite of what most people think. So the old commercials we used to see, Andy, even when you and I were kids, I don't remember if it was Goodyear or Michelin or whatever, what showed all the water being pushed out to the sides of the tire.
Yeah, I remember those commercials.
It doesn't really work that way. Now, the way they did it, slow motion across a piece of glass, yeah, it kind of made it look like the water was going to the side. But the whole idea of a tire essentially is to hold the water and then sling it out the back. It's not to necessarily push it out the side. There's not enough time as the vehicle's going through the water to push it out the side. You really want enough tread and the right tread design to actually hold that water and throw it back out. Now, if it comes out the side, that's fine. That's kind of a bonus. But the idea is have enough tread that will hold water, throw it out the back so you've got rubber onto the road, not on top of the water,
so,
hydroplaning.
So all those cool-looking treads were lying to me?
In some cases, it's marketing as much as anything, yes.
Wow.
You know, and the reason why I can prove that is if you look at certain tires and you look at their wet versus dry rating, which, by the way, you can go through a tire manufacturer's website and learn all of this stuff, snow rating, you know, highway, cold weather, on and on we go. And you can look at all of the performance values of the tire, how hard is the tire, on and on we go. And, yeah, a lot of it really comes down to how well does that tire hold water. So as you're watching a vehicle run down the road next to you, if you see a lot of splash coming off that car, a lot of splash off the tires, for example, guy's got pretty good tires. That person has pretty good tires.
What kind of tires do you think a duck boat in Boston has?
I have not a foggiest
like that
idea.
You think it would work the same way? Just because they go?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just web wondering tires. if we can get tires like that for our cars.
I don't know.
I want my tires rated for, you know, falling off a cliff. I'm a very dangerous driver.
Well, the let's just say the water tires this evening.
I want something with a good bounce.
If they predict what's potentially coming, you're going to need a good set of tires tonight. So, here, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up with some of our college stuff we were talking about earlier. And the lines are open. This is basically the 5 o'clock hour. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do. 303-477-5600. John Rush, Dave Keita, and Andy Pate, Party of Choice. Kevin Flesch coming up next. And if you're on a motorcycle, get involved in an accident. Kevin would love to take care of you, represent you, and make sure that you get what you need out of that accident. 303-806-8886. It's Kevin Flesch, FleschLawFirm.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesch of Flesch Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesch has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesch of Flesch Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
All right. All right. The Yanny and the Laurel. Sorry, there's a meme. Yeah, there's a meme. It's ridiculous.
It's like this meme, and it's a handwriting, and it's you know, it
says both.
That thing that's going around where everyone hears both.
Yep.
Well, this one, if you like adjust your eyes.
You can see both. It's unreal.
You can see
it's hilarious.
It says Yanny, and then if you adjust it turns into an L.
Also.
Laurel.
All right. So with that,
okay.
Where you won't get mixed up, and not know which direction to head, I'll use it this way, is Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. He will give you all of the straight scoop when it comes to a reverse mortgage and how that works. 303-467-7821 is reversemortgageradio.net. American Liberty Mortgage, 15 years of experience. Call Bruce today. When you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, would like to introduce you to one of his customers, JR. Now, a reverse mortgage allowed JR to pull cash out of his home tax-free while setting aside a line of credit for the future. After dealing with some of the national lenders that you see on TV, JR wanted someone local. He couldn't believe the difference in closing costs between the national and the local lenders. As a local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce could offer a much more reasonable price. And on a more personal note, JR chose Bruce because of his military service and professionalism. When Bruce said he would follow up on something, he really did. Now, even years after that loan closed, Bruce gets regular emails from JR, which he gladly answers. Transform a portion of the value of your home into cash by choosing the right local lender. Contact KLZ's Bruce Simmons today through his website, reversemortgageradio.net. And watch the testimonial videos on the website to hear from JR himself.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Larry's wants to remind you that regular scheduled maintenance is the best way to avoid costly repairs. If you do the little things to maintain your vehicle, it's a lot easier to avoid the big things. Give Larry's a call today for anything that your car needs. That's 303-427-2108.
Every day I'm shuffling.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, party of choice. Dave Keita also with us. And 5 o'clock Fridays, the lines are open. We got about 40 minutes left of the show. Anything you want to talk about, lines are open, 303-477-5600. Real quick, guys, I had a 7 reasons, Cassie found this actually, 7 reasons why you don't need a degree to earn big is what it says. 7 reasons you don't need a college degree to earn big. Number one, and we'll debate some of these and see if this is, you know, if you guys think this is a correct article or not. This is coming out of Inc.com. Online learning turns you into an expert. There was a time when going to college and securing a master's was a ticket to big paychecks, but as we've learned during the ups and downs of our economy, a degree doesn't always unlock doors for more opportunities. You could end up needing an MBA for the work you want to do, but you should also stop to challenge your assumptions before signing up for 4 years of tuition and student debt. Do you really need a 4-year degree to be a coder? Or could you take classes from Code Academy or Dev Bootcamp to learn web development? Chances are you can find courses online for anything you want to be an expert in. Consume every course and all the content you can to find advancement in your own career.
John, doesn't this just sound like it's more of an expose on the college scam?
Yes.
That you need to be ridiculously well-rounded and take all these extra classes and give us all these extra tens of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Isn't it basically saying you need to learn what you need to learn to do what you do?
Plus, that fights against the fallacy of authority, which is just the idea that just because you graduated from college, you're somehow a genius or you're an expert at whatever it is you went to college for. You know, you see that a lot on the news. They say, you know, on CNN, they're like, well, this guy was, he's a 4-year degree and you know, whatever it is, public relations. And then he's like, oh, well, I know everything about public relations. We're just supposed to accept that.
The most harebrained ideas we ever got up at the casino were from people with marketing degrees. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, mm-hmm. Anything they tried was guaranteed to bomb and not make any money. And yet you would get an idea for marketing from somebody who worked on the machines out on the floor, who was a machine tech. And says, yeah, I talk to customers all the time. They would love something like this. You try it, it makes money.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with number one. What's number two?
It's possible to start consulting right now. There's no degree required to become a consultant. And when you don't need to be a foremost expert to launch your services, work on identifying areas where you can solve someone else's problems. Look at B2B services you can offer from email marketing to online optimization. Don't just fall into the trap of believing that you don't know enough to consult. If you know more than your clients and you can coach them in useful ways that solve their problems, then you can look into consulting. Thoughts? I disagree with that one a little bit.
I do too.
I think you need a certain amount of experience to be able to actually even have the credentials to say, yep, I know what I'm talking about.
It's really ambiguous there. You don't know. What does consulting mean?
Well, true. And also there is an enormous difference between being good at something and being good at teaching others to do it.
Good point.
That's
a good point.
Huge, because consulting is teaching. And I mean, that's a big part of it. Teaching and advising, that's what you're doing in consulting. You may not be good at all at teaching and advising, but you may be a master of the craft. So I wouldn't agree with that.
I'm with you guys on that
good
one.
Good point.
I don't want to say that you need a degree to be a consultant, because I do a lot of coaching and consulting, and I don't have a degree, but I've got 30 years of experience in an industry. So I think that far surpasses a 4-year degree. Agree.
You're the guy that colleges bring in to do a guest lecture on the topic because you're out in the field and you've mastered it out there,
okay.
Not just in okay. theory.
This I do agree with. You can invest in real estate without a degree or a lot of money even. There's no degree required to start investing in real estate. And I'm not just talking about flipping homes or buying rental property. You can start investing in commercial real estate without a degree or even much money. Crowdsourcing has become a popular way to do this. Sites like Realty Mogul offer investment opportunities for a few $1,000s. Their properties range from hotels to office buildings to storage units. And as you build your portfolio and earn more money, you can look to commercial real estate opportunities in your own community to make a name for yourself. That's true, although the one thing, and he's right, you don't need a degree for that. What you do need, though, is some smarts and some kahunas.
I was going to say, too, earlier in the week, you guys talked to Dr. Pegg. You were talking about mania, and I can see somebody who is in a manic episode. Oh, we're going to invest in real estate, but then not really have the follow through
right.
to be able to do it and then end up making themselves destitute or something.
Right.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So, I totally agree. Number four. There are still plenty of jobs that pay six figures without a four-year degree.
True.
I agree with that. It's really not necessary to go to college to earn six figures in this day and age. A degree isn't required for an air traffic controller. Yet they have the opportunity to earn six figures within a few years. Real estate brokers and technical writers also don't need degrees to work in their fields, and they have high potential earnings. By the way, sales are the same way. In a lot of classes or a lot of fields, you don't need a four-year degree to be a salesperson either. In some you do, but in a lot you don't. And I've never always wondered, why do you need a four-year degree to be a salesman?
Also, let me add one thing. As you were saying earlier in the show, what are the safer jobs to be in? The trades?
Yes.
Yes. Because they need you. We have too few in them. They're making great money. And
they'll always
be
around.
And there's a great market.
That's right.
Well, and if you count the two spaces before after the decimal, I make six figures. No problem.
Well, there you go.
Student debt can crush your dreams. Number five, you don't need a degree if you're going to put you – it's going to put you far into debt with no light at the end of the tunnel. Student loan statistics are grim, with over 44.2 million Americans saddled with student loan debt. According to research from Student Loan Hero, the delinquency rate is 11%, and the average monthly student loan payment for borrowers 20 to 30 years of age is $351 a month. So think about what would happen if you didn't have that loan payment. You could invest that $351 into your own business or self-learning to create the kind of career and income stream you were looking for. And by the way, that $351, that payout is for a long, long time.
Well, I know my loan, I have several that I'm looking to consolidate soon, but I have several, and I actually pay $400 a month, and I have since I graduated in 2013, except for a couple of deferments for whatever reason. And I owe $10,000 more than when I graduated in 2013, and I pay $400 a month.
The cost of higher education is a scam, and it's way too expensive.
I agree.
For what you're getting, and that is because, ladies and gentlemen, they do not have competition.
Plus, on top of it, if you miss student loan payments and if you get delinquent in that payment, like that 11% of the people, that's one of the worst financial things you can possibly do.
Right.
It takes
yes.
a very, very yep. long time
Agreed.
To fix that.
Yep.
Your degree could be useless by the time you graduate. I'm not necessarily against college, but it's a risk. You're putting a lot of time and money in a degree that may or may not be obsolete by the time you're ready to use it. However, even if the degree still exists, it's still useful in opening some doors. It doesn't mean that you're really ready for the job market. Technology and business processes and trends age quickly. It's hard to keep up with changing trends when you're stuck behind your textbooks for 4 years. The other thing I would say about that I do agree with him in this particular case is even sometimes the teachers and what they're giving out as information might be 3 or 4 years behind, and now you're 3 or 4 years in college, which means by the time you get done, you might be 6 years out.
Right.
That's a great
six
point.
Years behind. Follow me?
Yeah, well, yeah. I manage at casinos.
Okay.
If you spend 2 years out getting a business degree and you're not in the casino and you go back in, all the machines are changed. All the electronics are changed. Everything's changed.
Got it. Makes total sense. Mike in Castle Rock, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, guys. First, I agree 100% that if you just because you don't have a degree doesn't mean you're bad at something. Just because you do have a degree doesn't mean you're good at something. But I get frustrated when my father-in-law, others, for example, that will say this in front of 16, 17-year-old kids, and these kids are like, yeah, why do I want to go to school for another 4 years? It's daunting. The first thing I would say is there's no reason to go to a school that costs $30,000 a year. Go to community college. Get a four-year degree that doesn't cost, a fraction of what it does.
Yeah.
And second, you have no idea at what point in your life you're going to be applying for a job that they're just going to use a degree as a filter. They're going to get 100 resumes, and why not say, let's get that down to 40 by saying, let me have the guys that have a degree. Case in point, my father-in-law was a plumber for 40 years. He wanted to be a building commissioner. When he left, the job got posted needing a degree. he was now unqualified for something he was imminently qualified
right.
for because they're
correct.
Like, why not?
Oh my
just,
God.
Why not just require a degree? It'll cut back how many resumes we have to read at. And if that doesn't cut it back far enough, then add a master's degree. And if that doesn't cut it back far enough, add a certification. So I don't agree. Just
wait, which real quick, too, by the way, Michael, as you add even to that, and this is to not to take away from anything that even my industry does, because, you know, ASE, the testing that we do for our technicians inside of the automotive industry, where you get an ASE master technician and so on, you know, the testing is great. It does show a level of competency with the technician. But, Mike, I can tell you right now, as a shop owner for all the years I've done it, and I'm still consulting today, I'll tell you right now, I've known guys that have master ASE certifications that couldn't fix a tricycle, but they were book smart and they could pass the test. I've known other guys that were older, had trouble with maybe a little bit of reading, maybe didn't do very well with testing. If they took a test, they didn't have very good results, but they could fix anything. So just because you've got a cert doesn't mean you're better than the next guy.
Right.
Yeah, same thing as a degree. I agree. It's just Firestone comes in and wants to buy the shop. They're not going to want to deal with anybody that doesn't have a cert. Why not just get rid of everybody that doesn't have a cert?
Yep. Great. Yeah, that's exactly right. No, great point, Mike. Good stuff.
Mike, they have guys with certs.
But, Mike, you're giving a great point, though, on the market. It is a very fast way to wipe out half your resumes.
Yep, it is.
It's just to say they require this. It's a great point.
Yep, no, great stuff. I appreciate it, Mike, very much. With that, we'll take a quick timeout. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Briscoe and Shooting Range coming up next. And they're not just a shooting range. They are an entire event center. And if you're a member, you get access to the member lounge and all the different things they have going on there. 303-985-0989. Right now, there's a $99 summer shooting membership special. BristleConeShooting.com. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Develop confidence and learn to protect yourself by honing your shooting skills. Bristlecone Shooting Training and Retail Center offers classes for inexperienced shooters so you may take control of your own safety. Along with your Second Amendment right to bear arms comes the responsibility to shoot with skill and discernment. But you need to start somewhere. Multiple times per month, Jacqueline and Brian Clark host non-intimidating courses at their range in Lakewood. You don't need previous gun experience to register for an introductory course. Bristlecone Shooting Training and Retail Center equips beginners to become masters. Enjoy the sport of shooting while learning to defend yourself and others with competency. Sign up for an intro to pistol class, learn the fundamentals of concealed carry, or join an introductory course to competitive shooting. Find a complete events calendar at bristleconeshooting.com. Register early because classes fill up fast.
U.S. Gold Coin is up next, and they would like to help you with your wealth insurance and stave off inflation and all those different things. And you can do that with real, tangible gold and silver coins, not a certificate. Stay away from certificates. Stay away from the mints. They're not going to sell you anything that's of good value. So call them today, 1-800-HOT-COIN. Have them walk you through the entire process of what it takes to get into gold and silver. Do that today when you do tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Inflation, the continual increase of the general price of goods and services with a simultaneous fall of the purchasing value of your money. Inflation is happening right here and right now, and every one of your dollars is shrinking smaller and smaller by the day. There is something you can do to curb the constant escalation of inflation. Call Andy Goss from usgoldcoins.com. Andy will teach you how to protect your money against inflation by collecting valuable, inflation-resistant gold and silver coins. Andy is offering every KLZ listener a chance to receive his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-HOT-COIN and mention KLZ. And if you call right now, Andy will include the Blue Book, the quintessential guide to U.S. coins. Stem the tide of inflation and secure your future with beautiful, tangible, and very valuable gold and silver coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-HOT-COIN. That's 800-HOT-COIN. Call now.
Arvada West Auto and Truck is the place mechanics take their vehicles when they don't know how to fix them. Dorsey Johnson is one of the most talented and knowledgeable mechanics you're likely to ever meet. And on top of that, they're just good people out there. Drop by Arvada West at 11752 West 64th in Arvada or call 303-422-1065 if you ever have any questions about your vehicle.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 1 for Sportsman of Colorado right here on KLZ 560. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, half an hour left. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dave Keita. Andy had to leave. He's got dinner on
date night.
He's got dinner and other things going on. So Andy, paid party of choice. Thank you very much for joining us. Lines are open, by the way. Anything you want to talk about? 303-477-5600. I got one more of the reasons you don't need a four-year degree. You don't learn grit in college. Author and psychologist Dr. Angela Lee Duckworth says grit can determine success. In her popular TED Talk, she explains that grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit isn't learned from textbooks and taking tests. It's learned from being out there in the world and struggling through challenges and figuring out how to make things work.
I disagree with that completely. College absolutely teaches you grit, especially if you do it right and you try hard and you are actually doing and learning the lessons, reading the books, doing the tests, doing the projects, developing yourself as a person. You know, somebody told me that you get your undergrad degree to make yourself a better person. You get your postgrad degree to make the world a better place, right? And then if everyone looked at themselves in their undergrad that they're making themselves a better person, I think we'd see a lot less of this stuff where, you know, there's like where there's has to be all these acceptance and there's the safe places and there's the margins and all that stuff.
Joe, you're up next on Rush to Reason. Welcome.
John, good afternoon. Hey, some more areas where guys are making $100,000 a year. Down in Texas, I mentioned the other day that I've got an interest in some oil field companies. Mm-hmm. We have drivers down there, high school education. Some don't even have it. These guys are, if you're willing to work the hours, these guys are putting in for 80 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And we have several that are making over $100,000 a year. But let me tell you, they're not actually working. There's a something called ticket time, which is the equivalent of flat rate in automotive. Mm-hmm. Customers get quoted like a, you know, 3 hour, yep. You know, 3 hour.
Yeah, and if it takes 2 hours to get the job, then the technician still gets paid three.
Right. So these drivers, you know, so they'll do a 3 hour ticket job. Now, if they can do it in 90 minutes or 2 hours, they still get paid for 3 hours. So these guys are putting in, you know, they'll put in for an 80 hour week, which is 40 hours at $25 an hour. Plus another 40 at $37.50 mm-hmm. on top of that, and these guys, most of them are making at or over $100,000 a year, and many don't even have a high school education. Some of them don't even speak English that well.
Wow, that's amazing. There's definitely other areas where you can make good money without having a college degree, and I think even Joe and you could attest to this. Still, that you know the job stability side of the fence is still fairly high in a lot of those areas.
Every oil field service company down there has a we're hiring sign out front. Right. They're advertising on the radio. If you want a job, if you go down to like Midland, Odessa, any of those places, if you don't have a job in 4 hours, you're not looking very hard.
Mm-hmm.
You really aren't.
No, you're exactly right. Joe, thanks. I appreciate it very much. That's from our listener, Joe. Down south, always is a great participant here in Rush to Reason every day. We appreciate it very much. So, Joe, thank you for that. All right, this one last text message, and we'll kind of switch gears here. Great topic. I personally think there are way too many college-educated idiots in the workforce, displacing far more qualified folks simply because of a lack of that $100,000 piece of paper. I think I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but that's a very good statement that particular texter said, because
I
think he's right on the money.
I completely agree with that. Yeah.
Or she, could be she, I don't know.
That's kind of what the Mike from Castle Rock was saying. He's like, just because you don't have a degree doesn't mean you're dumb, and just because you do have a degree doesn't mean you're smart.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, all of you that are out there listening, getting ready to head off to, you know, you're getting out of high school, you're thinking about what do you do next, where do you go, so on and so forth, just remember that be very careful, in the degree that you choose, how long you take to get it, and the amount of money you spend on it.
It helps to stay focused, for sure. You're gonna spend less money. You're gonna spend less time if you stay focused, and if you're going after something that you know that you're gonna be good at.
All right. So we've got 50 little social etiquette rules everyone should follow. So we won't get through all 50, I don't think, but we can blow through a few of these, Dave, and see how many of these people are actually doing or not doing these days. Say please and thank you.
Yeah, I think. I mean,
you teach your kids to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I find that a lot of people do that, but there are some that don't.
Smile. At the cashier, the bank teller, the coworker, even if he or she doesn't smile back.
I cannot stand it when a customer service person doesn't smile at me.
And the reverse is true also. Sometimes you're the one on the side of the counter waiting on them, and the other side never smiles.
Hey, how are you? Oh, iced tea.
That sucks. Whatever. Yeah. Hold the door for the person behind you. Yeah, that's.
I have a three-step rule.
Okay.
If the person is within three steps of the door, I will stop and hold the door. But I don't want to make somebody run across the parking lot because I want to hold the door for them.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Step outside to answer phone calls. Sometimes you have to take that call, but is it always that important? Besides, it's not so fun to hear your conversation when we're trapped behind you in line.
I completely
agree. That one
agree
I like
that.
As well.
I don't like it when people have really loud conversations.
And
personal conversations.
I am one of those places. That if it's going to be something that's any kind of a, you know, other than just a quick yes, no sort of a thing, I'm out.
You're like, yeah, of course, doctor. I'll take my test results, you know.
Exactly. Give people a pass. Cranky salesperson, nasty driver. You have no idea what's going on with that particular person right now. Did her dog die? Did he or she just have bad health reviews? You don't have to reward ugly behavior with your own nastiness.
Right, right.
Okay, I agree with that one. Look at the person who's speaking to you. Seriously, look up from your smartphone.
Yeah, I see that a lot. You know, people just looking down and not paying attention to other people.
Let someone go in front of you. We promise it'll make his or her day. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially driving. You know, I was thinking about this. Why is it that, like, you know, with a left turn signal, like a left turn lane with an island, and people are way back, you know, and they stop too far back? You like, some people will just not move.
Yeah, move up, seeing everybody in.
I feel like it's social etiquette to just move up so I can get over.
Get up as close as you can, let everybody get around
you. No gaps.
This is one that I try to do. I don't always accomplish this. It depends on where I'm at and what's going on. But cough or sneeze into your elbow, which Dave just kind of did.
Yeah, that's what they, I grew up. Cover your mouth with your hand, but they changed it. And
yeah, because now you're using your hands all over, so now you're just spreading everything.
It's always been gross, yeah, but yeah.
Typically, the inside of your elbow, you're not rubbing on a bunch of stuff.
That's how we teach my kids, yeah.
That's really good. Learn people's names. This is tough for me. It takes me a little while to remember somebody's name. I have to, you know, come up with some sort of a cute, gimmicky thing that I can do to actually remember someone's name because I am not very good at that.
I have a bad habit of shaking somebody's hand, asking their name, and before I'm done shaking their hand, I've forgotten what they said already.
I know.
I hate that.
I know there's tips for that, but you need that. Handwrite thank you notes. That's a lost art. Nobody does that anymore.
Max Johnson actually gave me a thank you note about a week ago, and it was really, really cool. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's very cool. Put your smartphone away during meals. Nobody does that anymore.
I do.
I do my best. I try to just put the thing off to the side or stick it down, you know, where you can't see it, and then it's not a temptation to look at it.
It's a battle with my wife. I'm like, put it away. But when we're eating, she'll put it away. But
be on time.
Oh, I'm chronically early. I show up early to everything.
That's a dying art, though. Art's not the right way to say that. That's a dying thing. People don't show up early much anymore. Most everybody's fashionably late.
I have, like, this fear almost of being late. Unless to a party.
Clean up after your pet. It's just plain icky to leave it behind. Yeah, I agree with that one. If you're going to have your pet out and doing things and something happens, clean up after your pet.
Dog poo spreads diseases.
Yeah, exactly. To other dogs and things
and
like that.
And kids or whatever.
That's right. Always, this is another etiquette one, always RSVP. If somebody invites you someplace.
Say yes
or
no.
Yeah, whether you're attending or not, you need to let them know.
How do you plan for 30 maybes? I don't know.
And if there's nothing that comes back, because sometimes they'll put on I know there's one organization I belong to where you can put on yes, no, or yes, I will attend, no, I won't attend, or maybe interested, something like that. So at least they know there's some interest. They may be able to follow up with you. You know, that's an electronic thing, so it's not so much, you know, sending something back in. But yeah, always RSVP. Let people know exactly what your intentions are. You're going to show up or you're not going to show up. Ask before posting. Not everyone wants to be all over social media, and you're not a reporter, so stop spreading the news.
It happened to me not too long ago. I was really proud of my cousin had a baby, and I took a picture of her, and I put it on Facebook before he had told me that he didn't want her on Facebook. I completely understand, took it right off, but I did it, and he was like, no, what are you doing?
Right? Wait.
Exactly.
He's been on my page first.
I should have asked first.
Yeah, I've made the same mistake, by the way, so don't feel bad. Only did it once.
Only did it once.
Only made that mistake one time. Haven't done it more than that, just one time.
It's like asking a woman if she's pregnant, right? Only do that once.
Curb your potty mouth. Curb your potty mouth. Yeah, I get that one.
We're in radio. We're good at that.
And we do it. We do pretty good at that. So we know it's satisfying like nothing else, but would you want your grandma to hear or your kid? Keep the noise down at work. Silence the ringer on your smartphone. Speak quietly. Turn down the sound on your on your email, so it's not bugging everyone in the other cubicles and so on. Yeah, if you work in an open, more open environment, yeah, I'd say
sometimes
that's probably
we have to be quiet
etiquette.
Here, but most of the time we're pretty rowdy.
Yeah,
it gets rowdy.
Radio. Shake hands firmly. Yeah, just Andy just left. I shook his hand, and that's exactly what he
right.
did. So shake hands firmly. Don't bring your smelly leftovers to the office. Yeah, nobody wants stinky food in the break room.
No,
that's just
somebody actually made a salmon in the toaster oven last week. Pretty brutal.
Salmon's good, but it stinks when you're cooking it.
It smelled like fish, right?
All right, real quick, we'll do one last one, then we'll take a quick timeout. Dress for the occasion. Know how to rock it out for a club or dress modestly for a funeral, and please wear your PJs at home, not to the grocery store. One of my biggest pet peeves, people do not dress according to what's going on.
No.
They just don't.
No, people in their jammies at the store in public.
Oh, the plane is the worst. Charlie just said on the
well,
plane.
I know old school riding in airplanes, everyone would get dressed up, their Sunday best, mm-hmm. suit and tie. I would not be comfortable on an airplane with a suit and tie. However, I'm not going to be in, you know, my pajamas or something. But I think it's sneakers and a pair of jeans and a T-shirt is fine, you know.
Okay.
But I don't think people should have to dress up.
So you don't think that they should be dressed up?
Like, I don't think to go on an airplane ride from here to wherever, to Hawaii, I don't think I should have to wear a suit and tie.
Got it. Got it.
Okay. I know some people do.
All right. Up next is use your turn signal.
Yeah.
Really? Because nobody does.
Well, here's the thing, too, about turn signal. I like to explain to people, new drivers or whatever, that you're using my turn signal. I use it as an indicator that I'm turning or moving over. I'm not, like, asking the other drivers for permission, which I think other drivers tend to think, like, oh, well, I'm not going to let you over. I'm going to get in your way, mm-hmm. which I think that's kind of like a two-sided one there.
Agreed. All right, let's do this. Larry's Automotive and Transmission coming up next, 303-427-2108. And they've got a great AC special going on right now along with their Magic Juice. Just give them a call and ask them, hey, what's the special and what is that Magic Juice? Actually, somebody texted me earlier, and I sent that texter right to Larry's because they're the ones doing the Magic Juice. And he said, hey, I heard about this Magic Juice stuff. What is it? Call Larry's, 303-427-2108. Call him today. When you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Call Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair today to make sure your AC is ready to battle the heat this summer. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with the air conditioning in your car while you're not using it during the winter. Call Larry's Auto and have their ASE-certified master techs take a look under your hood just to make sure that your AC system is in tip-top order before you need it. If they do find a problem because they're members of Colorado Select, you know you can trust Larry's Automotive to fix it right. It doesn't matter if you need a coolant charge, if you need a leak patch, or a whole AC system replacement. Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair will fix it. Don't wait until you need it to find out your AC system is broken. Call Larry's and make your AC system checkup appointment today. That's Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair, 720-427-2108. That's 720-427-2108.
All right, thunderstorm roofing, which right now we are in the midst of thunderstorms. So if you need your roof checked, hail damage, anything along those lines, call Wally at Thunderstorm. It's 720-541-0705, thunderstormroofing.net. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Hi, this is Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing, and just want to give you an example as to how I can help you regarding an insurance claim. I have a customer, Mary Ann, who lives out in Lakewood. She was referred to me through a mutual friend, and when Mary Ann called me, her initial claim was at $19,373. When we were all done submitting supplement requests to the insurance company to get everything paid for that was damaged and code item issues, the total claim ended up being at $34,014. That's a 43% increase in the total that the insurance had to pay. But the one item that I really wanted to point out that I helped her with was that she had a 30-year-old shed in the backyard that the insurance had totaled. The initial dollar amount that was allotted for that shed was at $1,796. When we were all done, I had approval for $6,427 to replace the shed, took out the old shed, put the new shed in, actually ended up being a much nicer shed than what she had to start with. If you think that I could help you with your insurance claim, please give me a call, Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing at 720-541-0705 or reach me through my website, thunderstormroofing.net.
Certified estate planner David Cishon of Householder Group has the knowledge to help you design a strategic plan for your financial future. Call today for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We went through and are going through a few of these etiquette tips. We just ended with that last segment with use your turn signal. Real quick, wash your hands after using the bathroom. That's kind of a given, isn't it?
Don't step on the flusher in the public bathroom, please, because I use my hand to flush it. I don't want the stuff on the bottom of your feet on the handle where my hand touches.
And use soap, Charlie says. Right. Yes, use soap. Just don't rinse. Use the soap. Do it right. Park your shopping cart on the side of the aisle, not in the center. The rest of us are shopping, too.
Here's another one. I completely judge people by what they do after the groceries are out of their cart. Do they just leave it between the cars? Do they take it to the cart?
So then it stings the next car.
Yeah, or just put it in the planter. I'm like, just
thing
take
in the corral.
It to the corral.
It only
or
takes
take it back in the store.
Takes 2 or 3 seconds to do that. I never thought about this one. This is old school. Ask permission to use someone's first name.
Oh, I don't.
That's really
do
old
that.
School.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Clean up after yourself at home, at work, at a friend's house. Yeah, that's a big one for me, especially. Wait a day. This is a good one too. Wait a day before reacting to a snarky email or text message. We know it's tempting to slam the person immediately, but that often backfires. So wait a little bit before you actually respond. This is another big one. Push your chair in when you leave your table.
Oh, yeah. Don't leave it right in the middle.
Don't leave it out. It's like the grocery cart.
Like, mm-hmm. Move over to the side.
Push it back in. That's exactly right. Ask before. Oh, this is a big one. And nobody does this. You know, we had, out of 7 kids, I don't know how many different weddings. 5, I guess, that we were involved in of the 7 that we were, you know, actually the planners of, or help with the planning of, I should say. Ask before bringing a guest. In other words, if somebody invites you to the wedding, and it's Mr. and Mrs. Dave Keita, that doesn't mean Dave brings the kids.
Right.
If it said Mr. and Mrs. Dave Keita and family, well, now, guess what? Dave can bring the kids. In fact, if it just says Mr. Dave Keita, guess what? Your wife's not invited.
Or if I'm
it's
like,
just
hey,
you.
John.
Or if it says, real quick, if it says inside, you may bring a guest, well, then, of course, your wife would be able to come at that point.
Or if I say, hey, John, why don't you come over? We're grilling up some burgers this weekend. And you're like, I'm happy to. And then you bring your whole family with you.
Yeah, I think what I would have
unless
had,
I say bring the family.
Yeah,
over.
What you should have done at that point would you know I would have had to respond and say something like, "Wow, geez, David. Well, you know, Alex, I got my family this weekend. You know, maybe you're a single dad or something. You know,
right?
So somebody's saying, "Hey, come on over," but maybe that weekend you've got your 5 kids. So at that point, you would probably need to say, "Well, hey, Dave, you know, it's my weekend to have the kids, so it'll be 6 of us. Is that okay?"
Right, right. That's.
And
yeah.
You would say, "Oh, geez, well, I mean, at that point, you're going to be kind of on the spot. But, you know, if it's a tight party and there's just really not a lot of extra room, you'd have the opportunity to say, well, you know, maybe we should just pick another time.
Ron, bringing your ex-girlfriend over to the bar.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah, ask before bringing a guest. That's you would be surprised, shocked at how many people, etiquette-wise, don't understand that. That will bring, you know, babies to a, you know, to a wedding where it was an adult-only sort of an event.
It's a problem with kids' birthdays, too, actually. For me, I have 2 small little boys, and one of them will get invited to a birthday party. You want to take both of them because they both want to go. We always ask first,
right.
Hey, is it okay if the other
right.
one comes, right?
Wait until everyone's been served to start eating.
Ooh, yeah.
Nobody does that anymore either like they're supposed to. Now, sometimes people around the table say, hey, go ahead and eat. We're, you know, it's going to be a little bit before we get our meal. And even a lot of times then I'll just say, no, we're good. We'll wait for you.
Right.
We'll all start at the same time.
Yeah, I always try to do that. It's hard to get my kids to learn how to do it because they just, I mean, they're
teach them. Yep. Be a good dinner guest. Certainly, if you have a food allergy, you can mention it ahead of time. But if you don't like collard greens or you don't do carbs, don't announce it in front of everybody and expect your host or hostess to make you a special dish. Ooh, I like that one too.
Yeah.
If you have a special needs because you've got some really challenging dietary need, I get it.
Celiac disease.
That's a different situation. But if you're just guy that doesn't like asparagus and it's being served up, don't ask him to go fix your
like,
green beans.
I hate asparagus.
And don't do that.
Hey, well, yeah, make me some green beans.
Be a good dinner guest. Sit like a royal. The Duchess slant with your knees and ankles close together and your legs on a slant. Keep things modest, princess-like when you're wearing a skirt or a dress.
Every time I do.
Yep. Stay home when you're sick.
Ah, man, I wish that was more of a thing because if you get sick and you don't want to come in, but then, you know, you can't.
And you're accused of being that guy, though.
You got to work. Yeah, exactly. Or you come in or people with a brown bottle, you know, flu, and they won't come in and they're like, I'm sick. I'm, when they're not really.
I know. Knock before entering. No one likes to be barged in on.
Right.
Yep, nobody does that anymore either. Remember your table manners. Napkin on your lap, no elbows on the table, chew with your mouth closed, and so on.
Right.
We tend to forget these at times. Reach out to people who are grieving. Don't pretend nothing happened. If you don't know what to do, simply say,
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. This says, say you're sorry, but really that's not the thing to say. You usually just need to say, you know, I have no idea what to do. I'm just here.
Right. Yeah, I'm just, I don't know how to react.
I don't know how to react, but I'm here for you.
Yeah, my cousin got cancer. That's what I told him.
Yeah, I'm here to listen.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm here to listen.
I'm here for it. Right?
The dumbest thing you could ever say in a situation like that is, oh, I know what that's like. No, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. No, you don't.
You don't have a foggiest idea. Let people get off the elevator first before you get on.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. You. Oh, so furthermore, bottlenecks everything. Yeah, it messes everything up.
Right.
Teach your kids good manners. We were talking about that a moment ago. Lead by example. Silence your smartphone in all movies. You think? Why can't people do that?
I don't even ever put my ringer on my phone. I don't even like hearing it.
I never have it on. People wonder, well, how do you know, well, I'm close enough where you just know whether it's ringing or not.
My watch tells me. Me too.
Same thing. Help someone who's clearly struggling. The next time you see someone straining to reach something on the highest shelf at the grocery store, help him or her out.
Right.
I like that. It's a good one.
Help a stranger.
Yeah, help him out. Thank a veteran for his or her service. Yeah, that's a big one. We do that here on KLZ in Crawford. We do that a ton. So real quick, what we'll do right now is all of you veterans, even those enlisted right now, yes, thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, a guy, he had a Vietnam hat on. He was standing outside the grocery store with my boys. I thought that was a really good opportunity to show them, say, hey,
thank you.
Excuse me, I know I don't know you, but thank you for your service.
You know, the other thing you can do in situations like that, especially if somebody's in full uniform, buy them a meal. That includes our men in blue. You know, if you're sitting down and you're getting ready to eat a meal and somebody walks up and you're thinking, yeah, I got an extra $15 in my pocket. Great. Buy them a meal. Help them out.
Right.
You know how far that goes? Long way.
In the restaurant business, I used to be in, we got that a lot. People would say, hey, those guys over there.
I'm going to take care of those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Next one is bring food. Take cookies, soup, or a casserole to a new neighbor, someone who just lost a family member, or a friend who has a serious health condition. Here's one. I don't go to the gym, but this is a biggie. Wipe down the exercise machine after you use it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But going back to the last one, too, kind of piggybacking off of it, I've noticed a lot of people that show up to parties or show up to invited things empty-handed.
I know.
And that was like a rule. Don't do it. Bring flowers.
That's right.
Bring whatever.
That's right. We talked about this one already. Take your shopping cart to the corral. That's easy. Don't groom yourself in public. Don't clip your nails, brush your hair, floss your teeth in public. It's just plain gross. Yeah, I agree with that one. Skip controversial or nosy topics at parties. Yeah, unless it's a party where people are accepting of that. No politics, religion, asking when they're getting pregnant, how much weight they lost, and so on. No. Yeah, those are bad ideas. You don't want to be that guy. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And as I said earlier, they love to work on fleets and also won the AAA Top Shop of the Year Award. So give them a call today. Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071. Get your vehicle scheduled now. Keep in mind, you can do that all on their homepage, extremeautorepair.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster, owner of Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, wants to keep your fleet in excellent working condition. Because Extreme Auto Repair offers the personal feel of a small shop with the resources of a big one, Dennis and his team continue to attract business owners with fleets of large trucks. Dennis owns a fleet of diesel tow trucks that he fixes himself, so he has all the tools and experience necessary to maintain your fleet. You want to hire an auto mechanic who follows the John Rush Colorado Select philosophy, so your fleet will run longer and work better with regular preventative maintenance. Dennis extends his 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty to all of his fleet customers, compared to the typical 1-year warranty of other shops, so you know your repairs will last. With 20 service bays and 9 technicians, Extreme Auto Repair can service multiple trucks at a time, and fleet customers receive package deals at significantly reduced prices. Call Dennis for details today. 303-841-1071.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We'll get a few more of these in, get done. Learn to say you're sorry. When you enter in a room, greet everybody. My wife's a big one on that. Make sure you greet everybody when you walk into the room.
Right.
Don't just walk in and talk to the person you like. Greet everybody. Return phone calls. Someone takes time to call you, call them back. Okay? Unless it's a salesperson.
I'll text you.
Never show up empty-handed. We talked about that a moment ago. If you're going to go someplace, actually have something to bring. and then be a pleasant house guest. That's the last one. So make your bed, don't monopolize the bathroom, take your hosts out to dinner and so on, and be a good guest. Dave, really appreciate you joining us today, filling in. I thank you very much. Dan, who's driving, appreciate it. Cassie George as well. We've got Charlie Grimes, our engineer today. Appreciate all that he does for us each and every week. We'll be back tomorrow. Drive Radio. Don't forget 10 to 1. Our first hour, which was a great hour, by the way, with Andy Pate, movie reviews, and we talk a little bit about the Texas shooting. That's up next. Keep the dial right there and have a fabulous weekend. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. I'm your host, John Rush, KLZ 560. Thank you.